I'll call to order the Beautification Environmental Advisory Committee. Need to do a roll call. Start off to my left.
John Cathcart.
Joanna Stelzner.
Ken Jones.
Jeffrey Si.
Okay. And let's do this, we should do that. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we did the roll call. We have quorum. And next, you all got copies of the minutes, or you could have made copies of the minutes. Any changes? Anything needs to be adapted? Agreed to? Someone want to make a motion to accept the minutes, if there's no changes?
I make the motion, we accept the minutes as written.
Okay, so Jeffrey made the motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, I'll second it. All those in favor? Aye. Okay.
Aye.
Okay. Meeting minutes of the Beautification.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, that's it. That's, what are we on, a new business?
All business D.
Oh, all business D, okay. Do that, all business D. That would help. Not the agenda.
From start over?
Yeah, we got it here. We're getting there. Slowly but surely. That's why I'm just the assistant here, whatever you're doing.
Vice chair.
Vice chair, okay. Old business. We got discussion of the cell tower permitting requirements. I think we got a chance to look at the emails. Very long, very hard to understand.
Yeah.
Is there any discussion that we want to put into the minutes regarding that?
I have a point or two to put into that. What I didn't get from reading that is actual method or what the towers are going to, how they're going to be made. What are we going to do? I have a, can you
put this on the...
Your...
No, it's not okay. Bad. I'm sorry. My understanding, it has to be before the meeting that we voted. I don't know why that is specifically, but that was my instruction. Something with public records to load it and have it available for viewing by the public. I'm not sure exactly.
Did they have a 320-foot tower they put up on Cody's Corner?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar. I do have for the committee's consideration. I did coordinate with the staff that have been involved in the cell tower ordinance. By far, they're not experts. My understanding is that we actually have to engage a consultant about the requirements of cell towers. But I did have an email from a staff member that says what level of involvement we do on this platform.
They said on the computer I read that they can, if the bald eagles build a nest up on one of those towers, they can remove it.
From our land development code, I actually asked one of these questions to staff members that have been involved. I have not been involved directly, but to prepare and to give the committee as much information as I could, I talked about our land development code and environmental. Our land development code has specifically a listed species element, which means any species protected, state, federally, or otherwise. And my awareness is that bald eagles protected by two acts. It's the bald and golden eagle protection act and the migratory bird treaty act. So both of those acts are in authority of a nest. Now I know specifically osprey nests, knowing tower situations we've had before, you have to get permitting. There's a lot of oversight on nests and towers. Our code, they also have to adhere to our list of species requirement in the code. Meaning if they want to put a tower on a property and there's a goat forest burrow, they can't just put it there without working within the have elements that we govern, and this is what this email is about. I could read it for the committee's benefit. So it says, Federal Communications Commission is the ultimate authority on power. We basically govern three things. The first one's hierarchy. Hierarchy means that they have to, if the power proposes to come in and be built in the city, they have to first look at city-owned properties, then if there's no city-owned properties that fit the requirements, other publicly-owned properties, and then, at that time, if they don't fit into those two types of land uses, that then you go to privately-owned property as a possibility of placing the tower. The second of the three is that the tower has to be concealed. Now, I'm not sure specifically what that means, but basically it has to be screened, things of that nature. But there are some towers, like outside the city, of course this would apply. The third is heights no greater than 150 feet. That's a restriction. There are certain zoning districts that have a lesser maximum height. So those are really the three areas that we focus our governing because it's so federally regulated.
Now, Denise, towers that we already have existing, many of them are like the giant flagpoles, right?
Yeah.
They're actually,
like
that's a cell phone.
Sports complex,
yeah.
One that I know.
So that's pretty much, that's what 150 feet would look like, probably, right?
I couldn't tell you, I don't know how tall that is.
So 150 feet is fine, and then that's the maximum for the city of Palm Coast, 150
that's
feet.
That's what, according to this.
That one that Cody wondered, is that in the city of Palm Coast?
No.
Like the county. They got the giant ones, that's why it's, you know, that was what I have on my my flash drive. Now, I've been showing these all along, like last meeting, I showed one.
And Bill
said it was okay. Now, Ms. Schaffer, I sent the copy of what I had done to her.
I wonder if it's in the agenda.
Because this is a cell phone tower that's probably you're familiar with. It's on the Panthuswood Parkway, right over by the brand new overpass. Right.
Oh, I know what you're talking
the
about.
The giant cell phone tower.
That's on county property.
It's county property, and it's one of the big ones. And it's not the trestle or the lattice tower. It's the guy wire tower. It's going to the worst one for wildlife and for birds, migratory birds. I was thinking about it, and as I was riding my bike, all of a sudden I see this, and at night I see this red blinking, and less recently, I guess the light went off in my red. That's a cell phone tower. So I went over there and I took some pictures of it just to show it, and I didn't take them at night, but it's, if you're familiar with, you go up 95 and you see it's off to your right as you're going north or coming south, just where Matanzas is. It's a giant tower. It's huge, and it's right in that. It's a wetland. It's all wetland there, and there's a pond. I have the pictures in here. I wanted to show the group that
but the point would be that obviously it's county property. We can't do anything about that.
No, we can't do anything at this time because
right.
It's a.
I'm not sure when that tower
there.
Was installed.
Right.
But for the future,
but
it would be.
We want to make sure that can't be built in the city.
Well, and those are the giant towers. Those are the worst ones anyway for
right.
migratory birds. But the it's the lighting regime, and that's the thing. As I was riding around, I rode by the gate for the tower, and I went over to the gate, and they've got a bunch of signs on it saying no trespassing, and it's all secured very well. And it also said, I was looking like, well, how can I just get right? It's in the middle of the woods. Maybe I'll just go around that bit. I think the radio wave frequencies may be higher than the realm at the FCC says are safe for human beings. And I was like, yeah. So I went on the website anyway. It's on my American Tower is the name of the company. And they have a big section on environmental responsibility, and they talk about nesting birds, and they say that they are not allowed to remove. And they showed nests of bald eagle, they showed osprey nests, they showed a mourning dove nest. I mean, they showed a bunch of bird nests on the structure, so little photographs. And they also had a email for bird watch, they called it, at AmericanTower.com. I sent them an email asking them about it, and I haven't had a response back. So they said they would look at it. That was over the weekend, so it's been a few days. They said they read the email the other day, and they didn't get back with me. But I wanted to just ask them, because my concern was in the large towers, these massive towers that are over 300 feet, like the one that they're, the three that they're building in Flagler County, is from what I can gather is the guy wire and the lighting. Those are the two dangers for migratory birds, migratory wildlife. It's the guy wires, they're very dangerous. If they could build them the trestle type, that would be much safer. And the other thing is the lighting system, the blinking lights. The red blinking lights, and that's what I was gonna say is because this tower has two, the top light and the next light down, must be a 100-foot interval, are red blinking lights. Then they have a third light, and it's solid red. And I was just wondering what, I was hoping that we could find out why. I was trying to read through all the information I have. One of the articles that I have, a research article, it does say that the three lights all should be blinking. So but I haven't been able to make sure that that's what's going on. I see it all over the place when I'm out driving in some of the more rural areas the same way. Anyway, but that apparently doesn't seem to be the situation here. Now, the companies that, who is the company that's going to be building this? Because the county was the next tower, I believe.
It is, you know, those radio waves can damage human beings, too. Is anybody doing a study on where they're putting these towers, how it's going to affect, it can affect your hearing, eyesight? Is anybody checking on that?
It's federally regulated, so I wouldn't know if that's...
I think it's distance related.
Yeah,
it has to do with the distance away. It's like at the university, I worked with radioactive isotopes, and it was the same way. You could, if you're on the other side of the room of the isotope, very low level, what they call beta emitters, is what we worked with. Very low level isotopes, phosphorus, P32 is what we worked with. Anyway, at the other end of the room, the Geiger counter would be just going blink, yeah. Sort of like. If you went outside right now and held up a Geiger counter, it would actually, you know, beep very slowly, very not. When you got a hot isotope, what we call hot meaning it's fresh, and because P32, unlike uranium and other, it has a very short half-life. There's a 2-week half-life, so it decreases by half in 2 weeks, but half. 6 months it would be completely inert. But we at the initial time, if you have P32, it would kick the Geiger counter all the way over and it'd be like that. But as you get further a distance away, and radio waves, I'm sure, are the same, because it's a similar type of wave.
Because like when we took that stuff on our airplanes, we had to check it on the ground before the Geiger counter, before we were allowed to put it on the airplane. We had to stand so many feet away.
Well, that's what we had to do every week. When we had isotope, we did a weekly swipe test, and no isotope monthly, but I was in charge of the radioactive safety back for our department at UF. But I think, actually, the isotopes, they are shipped by commercial carriers.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be shipped. We would get our isotopes from FedEx. from New England Nuclear was the name of the facility up in Boston. It was in the Boston area. He shipped out of Logan Airport. But anyway, that's not important. It's the tower is, these are the county towers that we're talking about as opposed to our city. So the city, the will have this concealed, which is pretty much what those flagpoles are. There won't be any probably giant towers with guy wires and objective impact to come in the city.
Yeah, this is the nature of what I understand regulations are today. So previously, I can't really speak to how those became reality in the city.
Does anybody know the lights have to be a certain color?
Well, I don't know if there's regular for the county. Now, the city ones, I don't even know if there is lighting on them.
I think it falls back on the FCC requirements.
Do you know what they are doing?
Well, for the large towers, they are either white
red.
Or red. Red is the color that's most recommended for bird friend.
Okay, that's
the
what
blinking
I'm
red
that's
is what they want to have okay. Now, and that's what they recommend. So if you see them at night with the blinking red, but from what I can gather, they need to be blinking, not solid. They found that the blinking lights don't attract the migratory birds as much as the solid light.
Okay.
So that's why what I was wondering about, the third light down on these giant towers, why is it
not
solid?
Blinking.
Why is it not blinking? That's what I was hoping that we could find out tonight. But, you know, this being less than 150 feet, that's not the problem. The problems for the migratory birds are, as you know, they're the large towers. They're the 300 footers that they'll be building or more in the county. But as we just said, Matanzas, I mean, that's like a mile from my house. And it's like a county problem, so it's right up there. But that's right in that where they're building the roadways and the highway interchange. I think you would probably be very familiar with that.
Where the tower is, just north of that, the park is roughly 300 acres, I think it's like 197 acres, that we're moving forward with enhancing the environment, basically permitting to restore wetlands that were previously impacted by past landowners, and then proposing new enhancements that will reduce a credit lift function for the mitigation banks. They reduce a credit lift, which would offset unavoidable impacts on our capital improvement. So it's really based on our capital improvement program. So our profit is just north of there.
So the tower is still by the capital.
I think so. If I remember correct, I believe it's
by the
capital.
What it says on the property appraiser website.
So
I looked at the aerial photograph.
Now, those ones that are in Flagler County that are real high, if they start interfering with the ones at Fawn Coast, can we have the county do something about it? In other words, if that one, like where he is, blocks out a cell phone tower that we have in our city,
we shouldn't do that. The frequency of the police or the fire that we have now, what I suspect is going to happen is in the towers that are built as they're calling for these triangulation of emergency services, these giant towers. I suspect what's going to be happening, and we can follow and see, it may not happen, but it may, is that we'll find that they're also going to be AT&T and Verizon and all will be having their own their transmitters on those towers too. Because, and that would be the smart way to go,
yeah.
Really. You're gonna build three towers, let them put their stuff on there too. But it's all frequency driven, and I think it's different. I would guess that emergency services is something, a different frequency than regular city cell phone service. Is that what? And what's the purpose of doing the new East Tower?
And I'm really somewhat embarrassed because I'm such a novice on this topic, so I apologize. I don't have more answers for you today.
I mean, you have the rights for police, emergency services. Was the main reason that they were really stated.
Yeah.
They needed the towers on the coast. Just sure that you had emergency services and police.
Oh, that's right. They said there were dead zones.
There were dead zones.
Yeah, or low. But I was just thinking.
But the high tower shouldn't have anything to really impact that at all. It may affect other things, but again, unfortunately, those are Flagler County, and nothing we say or do or whatever is going to affect that.
Yeah.
That would have to be back to something we took back to the county and tried to do. The main thing I think we want to make sure is that we don't have that in Palm Coast.
Right.
That if they're going to put up towers like they're talking about along Palm Coast Parkway, whatever, that it is, follows the guidelines that we've heard, at least that it's going to be 150 or less feet. It's going to be hidden and unobtrusive.
Right.
And
concealed.
And as far as I know, the one that was approved is also set back better than the other two that weren't approved. There was three of them. Only one got approval. One has been put onto the side. So we looked at one was disapproved.
Can who determine whether a location for a cell tower is a good location or not? Is it the person who's trying to put the cell tower in? Which would bother me a lot if that person is, the one who's trying to put the cell tower in, because then they can say, no, I don't like this, I don't like this. I want to go up for other property, whatever.
I can only tell you, my understanding is that it is the tower people that do the studies based upon what kind of coverage you need and want, and they are proposing where they ought to go. Now, once they do that, the city has its own staff who then goes and looks at it to see whether or not they concur to recommend it to, and it still doesn't mean it goes in because it still has to go to like city council for a final approval, but they do have staff review it, is my understanding, to see that they agree with what the committee or the company, I should say, is proposing.
Just to your point, that's the hierarchy, one of the three, by prioritizing location. There's more to it than just that.
Does the city of Palm Coast make money on the towers?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't think so if they're being used for emergency services.
Only.
Right, only. Now, like the tall towers where they get AT&T and the others, those guys make money off those guys. They pay for having their transmission, retransmission, I should say, things there. But I don't think, at least I'm not aware of it, that on our towers that it's for emergency services, it shouldn't be anything that we're making money on. As far as I know, it'd be a good question for whoever does that at the city. But,
and if there's any questions submitting like the board that you want answers to, I can write those down. If it's something that's critical consideration, we can extend that possibly, I don't know, to reference again, staff aren't the experts on this.
Right. Well, the main thing that I'd be concerned about is that we would be given information or proposals to look at prior to council approval.
That's way,
So that at least we could see they're doing exactly what you said, that they're under 150, they're concealed, and that if there's any issue there that we feel like would be a hazard to birds or the environment in any fashion, that we have a chance to at least put forth our thoughts before it became approved by the council.
Yes, like, that for example, on the number, what's the total number of towers we're talking about? How many are you talking, and where do they have, like, tentative locations for the towers in the city?
I don't know.
Like, we saw the fellow last time, what a wonderful presentation on the wells, and that was really excellent. Something like that, like the map showing us roughly where they're thinking of putting them to give us the kind of coverage that we need.
Well, I think it's a loaded question. If there's a map, I'll definitely put that down on the hierarchy. I think that's part of it. So where can they go? City-owned land, county-owned land, privately-owned land. So that's covering generally the city. Is there a map of all where the towers are? was a POTS determination, so I'm not sure if we have a pot of places you can put them, and then we can only do 10. I don't know if that's how it is in reality, but I can ask.
I think that's kind of obvious, you know, though. I think the company that's putting them in has to make a proposal to the city about where they're thinking of putting them in order to have the coverage that the city's asking for. So if we know what that is and where they're located, then that gives us at least a chance to review it, talk. I mean, we're not experts by any means, but at least it gives us as an environmental concern a chance to review it, look at it, and pose questions before it's all been approved and it's already moving forward.
Do we need a motion for that, or can we just go forward with that? I think that's an excellent idea. If we get it, when the plan's all said and done, prior to being submitted to the city council, we can take a look at it ahead of time.
Just you speak that to you, just to make sure I understand. I want to make sure that you get what it is intending. Is that the EAC members are requesting post-staff review and post-evaluation, basically to the point of we're approving it before it goes to city council.
Right.
So staff's done its job, committee wants to see it, but then it moves forward to council. Is
that's
that
right.
What I heard?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I would like to know, Kentucky's powers of administer emergency services, is there anything around these powers that protect them from vandalism or any other kind of issues or problems that may come up, or like somebody blocking up a signal? Or
if you look at those giant light poles, they're like just a giant round pole. There's not much you can do to vandalize that structure. As far as any kind of hacking, perhaps, I don't know.
Well, you know, that's another thing I was concerned about, too. It's like basically hacking. Anybody coming in and trying to hack any kind. You're having these telephone services going up for emergencies, right? And if somebody somehow gets a way of getting into that system and just hacking it, now your whole system would go down.
Yeah, at the same time, though, that is...
crazy?
Not crazy. But I don't know that it's the part of this board would be anything that we could add to that.
Okay.
When it comes to environment, I think so. When it comes to the security of the things, that has to be part of the city reviewing of their attorneys, as well as these companies, because if they put in stuff that can later be hacked or damaged in some fashion, then that's going to be their problem. But I don't think it's anything that we could add to it at this point. Well, I think the environmental impact potential, that falls under our jurisdiction, you might say.
One of the problems we had at Newark Airport, all the airlines like to have their flights with the same crew coming at the same time, so they identify the controller's voice. We don't know how many times false controllers got on Newark control tower frequency and told an airplane to do something that could make it crash.
That's scary.
So real scary. I went
into Newark Airport. What they try to do is schedule the same pilots, the same people working. And when the guy from the tower talked to my airplane, I knew it was legal because for all those years, that's the same voice I've heard all the time. But yeah, they try. It's not only Newark Airport; all the airports they do.
They can't get voice recognition.
Pardon?
Voice recognition on there.
Oh, maybe they didn't have voice
recognition.
Back in the 60s. Yeah. We modernized
the
system. But that was something that was scary. And they try to pick locations, to see where it's coming from. And they get there, vacant lot.
Okay. Is there any other questions or issues about the cell tower that we want to?
Just your proposal.
Wonderful. Okay. Next is public participation. Public, you wish to participate?
No.
Been a long day.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, discussion of matters not on the agenda. Anybody like to speak up and have issues? Denise, did you come with anything that you wanted to bring up?
Just a reminder about the next meeting.
Oh, yes.
That it will be on Thursday, October 29th at 5:30 at Home District Center.
I thought it was October 22nd.
It's corrected in the minutes, and I verified here in writing, so I made sure I gave you accurate information.
It is the 29th, and it's going to be at the Community Center, right?
Yes.
At 5:30.
5:30.
5:30, that's right.
And Denise, since you mentioned about the any type of information, could you perhaps send me the maybe, because I spoke with Ms. Schaffer on the telephone about this that I had gave last month. At our last month's meeting, I had some pictures about the swales.
Well, you brought them a couple of times.
This was yes, the direction sir. That came down, I think, in the last couple. Had a meeting that someone brought a thumb drive, and due to the last minute nature of it, we had a kind of fumbling of getting the information on the computer and then actually keeping it to public record. So by internal policy, we've been directed to make sure we get all materials before the meeting, and they can be loaded earlier to make sure they're in the right place and kept on the record.
You said you did give it to us.
I gave her the one from last month.
Oh, I see.
To be included with it. It was after the fact, and she contacted me.
So how far in advance is?
I think it just needs to be before the meeting, just as a courtesy, at least an hour, so we can get it older and make sure it's readily available.
Oh, okay. Just so we know. You did a lot of good stuff.
Things change from time to time, so this is just one of the recent.
Well, this was the tower up there on the Kansas.
Right.
I also had photographs of what it's around, and it's set like in the middle of a wetland, right in the area you're very familiar with, where the Old Kings Road and the overpass, the interchange is going in, and that's a. And I had a photograph of that pond, that little pond. It's really a shame. I don't know what's going to happen this winter. That pond was utilized by so much waterfowl last year. There were different types of ducks and grebes that were in that little pond, and I just don't know what will happen now because the road is going in. And it'll be under construction, I'm sure, as the winter season and the migratory, which may be beginning right now, fall migrations. Goes on, so I don't know, but my concern was is how close that was to the pond and to that wetland area, and that's the way it's always going to be with the guy wire. I mean, it's the guy wire tower, like perhaps the worst one, but there were two things I was wondering about is the red light, I just thought of the other thing, and then was any kind of a notification or a warning from the guy wire. What is there a lighting system? Because they said if they need to have a daytime lighting warning, and I don't see that on the wires now, and I was just wondering, some of the reading they had done had mentioned that, so I didn't know, but I was wondering about that, and I hope that any of these towers that they are building in these three big towers and any other ones, since they will be over 300 feet tall, that they are not guy wire towers.
But they have to get a big town?
Yeah.
Well, you can also know that you're a resident of
Flagler County.
And I'll tell you what, if you get the lady from Audubon to help you out, it may make a nice presentation at the county level for the county commissioners. So you see the concerns of people that in terms of what these are, at least make sure that they're aware of it, kind of brought to their attention that people are watching them. But as obviously as our group, we can't do anything about
problems. No, we can't. I mean, that tower up in Kansas is right across the street from the city, and I guess you're saying now the city is we're on the other side of it too, right? Getting the land from Flagler County?
Well, the land, if you researched it, you saw that it was Flagler County.
Yeah, big chunks of it, it's all in different little...
I think it's owned by the county, but I think it's in our city.
Yeah, so it's like the library.
Right.
It's actually Flagler County property in the middle of Palm Coast.
Or maybe like Bulldog Drive?
Yeah, maybe, yes.
Who owns that? Is that city or...
You have to look it up.
Who knows?
But if, I'm keeping my notes as fresh as I can, so I have for direction staff to your motion, Mr. Jones, is there anything else I need to make mention of before?
I think as long as that, I think you summed it up there pretty good before.
Just one thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else on the, not on the agenda that somebody wanted to bring up, issues or concerns? Yeah?
I'm proposing at the next committee meeting, I believe Bill's going to bring the landscape code.
Yes, especially the tree ordinance.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk to Bill about getting a couple items on the agenda that the committee on our green certification as a government, and then also our waterway cleanup results. We're coming to the city council on October 6th, I like that committee as well.
Yeah, that would be excellent. Super. Anything else? Anybody else? You're all set? Denise, you're all set? Thank you, Deb. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second motion?
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're done?
Aye.